Howard Sherman is running for Senate. California businessman moved to Meridian. Good morning, sir. Democrat candidate for Senate. How are you, Howard?
Good morning. I'm pumped. Excited. Tuesday is the day.
It is a big day for you. First, you know, why I'm going to have to ask you, why as a Democrat? Why are you running as a Democrat?
Last time I was a station that was on the air, that was a lead question. Because just because you're business-centric doesn't make you a Republican. To me, the Democratic Party here in Mississippi represents some things having to do with health care and jobs and education that the Republicans haven't gotten behind. You know, there's Medicaid expansion that has been approved, and that's why. But, in my opinion, there's 80, 85% of the things we can't agree on, really. And the problem is the stuff that the 15, 20% we don't agree on holds the other 80% hostage. I published a 100-day plan, and my phone rang off the hook with not just supporters, but with Republicans who said, this is the kind of leadership we need in the state. There's nothing on here that I don't disagree with, and call me after the election.
So you made your money in California. You moved back home. Your wife from Meridian, Celia Ward. You moved back to Meridian. When did you move to Meridian?
27 and a half years ago, my phone rang. And it was a mutual friend of Celia's and mine asked me if I wanted to go on a blind date. And within months, year and a half later, we got married. And within months of our marriage, we were standing on a hill in Meridian and buying a home. And I didn't realize it when I answered that phone that Meridian would be my future home. So we bought a home 26 years ago, and we spent about a third of our time here during that time. Because my wife makes her business, in the entertainment business. Her TV shows all filmed on the West Coast. The minute she stopped and our kids left the home, we moved here full-time 2 years ago.
Well, I'm going to ask a question to you that I ask a friend of mine. He's an alderman in Moss Point. He's a Democrat. But much like you, he's just, you don't have to disagree. You can be civil in disagreement. And he asked me a question. When I asked him why the Democratic Party, he turned around and says, well, why the Republican Party? And I said, because Democratic Party stands behind abortion. And that is you were talking about the 15-18% that we just can't agree on, shouldn't poo-poo the rest of it, but that's one for me that is. I don't believe in the taking of an innocent life. Period. I have no problem with the death penalty because you chose to do something to get that, but a child doesn't, and we are as a federal government funding it through Planned Parenthood. How can you support a party that is for that, Howard?
Well, there are a lot of decisions in life that are up to one's moral compass. That's one of them. We at Hope Village deal with a lot of the kids who wind up on this planet from parents who shouldn't have done it. It's one of the 15-18% that the two parties disagree with. It's not really a position that as a senator you directly vote on, except on a Supreme Court justice, and I would never vote for or against somebody who's just a single-issue person. But, yeah, those are one of the issues that, in general, the two parties disagree with. That's the 15%.
Yeah, well, I understand that, but how do you justify being aligned with a party that is for that?
But, when we talk in terms of these absolute aspects about parties, there's a wide divergence in the Republican Party. There's on the far right, there's, Chris McDaniel's version of the Republican Party, and then there's John Kasich's part of the Republican Party. I don't think any party is absolutist in everything. I go to African-American churches on Sunday where they're very much against abortion.
Okay, but you still haven't answered the question.
Well, how can I do it? But there's not a unit, I'm not here to debate the issue of the divorce.
Oh, I understand that, I understand that. Howard Sherman is our guest.
He's the issues that are foremost in my election on Tuesday. When I win on Tuesday, that'll become certainly a big part of the November election. I don't doubt it.
Okay, so, and by the way, congratulations. I mean, for somebody that did not have the name recognition as a lot of the other candidates in that race did, you did very well. You did very well, and it was a major push. What do you attribute that name, that lack of name recognition, to? Well, the fact that you're in the runoff on Tuesday.
Yeah, and I lead the ticket. I mean, I actually won the election, didn't get to 50%. I think people are sick of it. You know, the state has been at the bottom for 10-plus years. The guy I'm running against is the minority leader, and he's you know, had he had impact, we wouldn't be at the bottom. And I think people are just tired of it. You know, I liken it to, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, when David Blatt was the coach, they had the basic same talent. And they languish not as a championship team. And then you change the coach, and now they're a championship team. Same thing with the Warriors. Before Steve Kerr, Mark Jackson was the coach. Fire him, and Kerr comes in, and they're a first-place team. So much of this state is replete with – it's filled with amazing talent. I mean, and yet we're last in almost everything.
When you how are you going to fix the state issues being a United States senator?
Well, some of the things, if you look at my 100-day plan, and I'd encourage all of your listeners, even if you're hardcore Republicans, like I said, a lot of Republicans have approached me and said, this is the kind of leadership we actually were looking for from Roger Wicker. So some of it is stuff that I can lead just by the sake of being a senator, and some of it you need public or federal policy. For example, I'm a healthcare guy. That's my background the last 10 years. And we can implement telemedicine with a lot of our clinics, our hospitals, a lot more than we're doing. And that'll take some federal policy having to do with reimbursements on Medicare. So once you get that right, then it can really fly. There are things like that that as a senator you can impact that'll be state-centric.
If the Senate stays Republican and you do beat Roger Wicker, how are you going to be able to do that on the committees that are appointed and put together mainly by Republicans?
Well, if we stay in a world where the parties, despite the fact there is diversity and opinion within the party, that we simply are a block of Democrats and a block of Republicans, and both parties are guilty of it. You know, historically, I would hold the Democrats just as accountable for showing up and saying we are one vote, not 52 or 58 votes. If that happens and the Republicans are against telemedicine and expanding health care for our rural communities, then it will lose. I don't know what to tell you.
I was just kind of curious. Where are you standing? Where's your stance on what's going on as far as immigration and the reform that's being pushed right now? No matter what it seems like that the House Republicans put up, Democrats are shooting down immediately. What's your stance on that?
You know, this is a country obviously whose heritage is immigrants. I mean, if you're not an American Indian, I myself, my mother immigrated to this country. So I do think it adds a richness to the country. On the other hand, we clearly need very secure borders. There are 7+ billion people on the planet, and a huge percentage of them would love to come here. Why not? So we have to have very, very strong borders. We have to have a coherent immigration policy, but it has to be one that works for this country. For example, I wouldn't just willy-nilly bring people in, especially if we're bringing people in that are flooding a sector that we already have an overabundance of labor. So let's be smart about it. Let's be economic about it. If we're short nurses, which we are, then let's have an allocation of, say, the 100,000, if that's what the economic planners think is sufficient. Let's say 5,000 or 10,000 of them are nurses. But if we have an overabundance of, you know, I don't know, construction workers or whatever, then let's not bring those in. That way we can still honor our heritage but not screw up our country.
Howard Sherman, candidate for Senate. Runoff is on Tuesday. Winner of that one will take on Wicker later on in the year, Senator Wicker. And Howard, it's proof that, you know, conservatives, Democrats can actually have a civil conversation. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
All righty. Howard Sherman running for Senate, Cecil Ward's husband. Kind of, I don't know if you have to put that as a disclaimer every time, but he got he won the election. He had the most votes in the Democratic runoff Saturday, Tuesday. Up next, more Super Talk Mississippi.